This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So hey, it's Connor from Fun Kids and I'm here with Zara Larson.
Hi.
Zara, how are we?
We're great.
We are great?
We are great.
Are you having a good day?
Yes.
So we're here today to talk to you about your single,
yes.
Invisible.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
It's written specifically for this movie.
Okay.
Which I think is fantastic. Because sometimes you have you have songs that you feel like could fit really well into a movie and then you submit it. But this one was written specifically by Justin, by Caroline, and by a guy called Jesse who produced it. And they're fantastic. And the song is the only song, really, in the movie. Everything else is, like, cinematic music.
Yeah, it's a one-song feature.
It's one song, yeah.
It's one song.
It feels incredible. And, like, don't want to toot my horn, but I love that scene that it's in. It's such a beautiful scene when that song comes on. And it's definitely a Christmas movie, but I feel like the whole message and everything around it is, like, an all-season thing.
Yeah.
It's about being kind, being generous, being, you know, inclusive and warm, you know, all that.
It's a fun Christmas film, isn't it?
It's
brilliant. I find animation so incredible as well.
Do you know they drew everything by hand?
What, and
so
then
like old school. It's not
animated. Not on the computer?
No.
Wow,
it's
that's
like
incredible.
300 people that sat and just drew. So like a good week, they're like, we have like 7 seconds.
It is quite...
It's like 6 years.
So how did it feel for you being such a, you know, worldwide chart success, making a song for the film compared to all of your chart music, your pop music? How did it kind of, did it change a little bit for you? Did you
find it was a very... And I feel like it's way more compromising. And obviously, like, I love the song and I love the movie. I wouldn't do it if I didn't. But it's definitely, you get a bit more, like, experimental, maybe. You know, this is a great pop song, but even if it was a bit more obscure, let's say, I would still like to do it because I think that's such an amazing platform to, like, experiment a bit.
Yeah.
But this song is definitely, like, a beautiful pop song.
This song is great. I absolutely love the song.
It's quite hard to sing. It's very, like,
really going for it.
Which I love because I love to sing. And sometimes I feel like people don't know that I can, like, sing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that I get to, like, showcase my vocals a bit.
Well, my favorite track you've ever done is Lush Life.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that song, I have the windows down, I have it full on the radio. It's just the best song. It gets you really, like, inspired. It makes you feel really, really good.
It makes you feel good, for sure.
So, for you, being part of a Netflix film, is this, like, a new sort of start for you? Do you feel like you want to go into more film work as well? Maybe do this again, you know, do more music for films? And
I would love to. I would love to be a part of a new movie because I just feel like the movie has a message and so does the song and it fits in so well. But writing a song for a movie, it's kind of like you have to tell the whole story in 3 minutes.
Yes, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is a challenge and I think it could be quite fun to try that.
And it's such a massive part of a film, especially animation for children. The song is the main thing.
Yes.
I mean, you look at films like Frozen, like, for example. It's signature part of it, isn't it? So for this film as well, it could be even bigger.
Let's hope
we never know. So back to the world of Zara Larson.
Yeah.
What have we got coming from you? What's happening next year? Next year, I think, could be a big year for you, right?
I hope so.
Yeah? Maybe another album coming?
Absolutely. I'm working on the album. It's pretty much done. I would say I have some tiny things to prepare.
Yeah.
Some production stuff and, like, re-record just a bit of vocals. But I'm not far off, and I'm definitely getting there. I'm quite excited. Because even though I have released some songs this year, I feel like it's not near enough.
Yeah, of course.
I'm ready to, like,
get the tracks out there. Yeah.
For sure.
And any dreams?
I would just like to do a really cool tour next year again.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I've been touring. I was touring with Ed. He is so nice. And we had the best tour, the best crew. I'm very spoiled now because now when I walk out on stage and it's not like 80,000 people in the crowd, I'm like, what?
That must be absolutely incredible. I think it's like, I can't sing to save my life, but it's a dream to walk out on a stage.
Cool.
I just walk out, give him a wave. Just be like, hi, my name's Connor.
Yeah.
And then I'd be gone again. I think I'd get way too scared. So Christmas for you as well. What's happening this year? Where are you?
I'm in Stockholm with my family. That's like the one thing I know, whatever happens throughout the year. When Christmas is coming up, I am always going back to Sweden. And I'm celebrating with my family.
Very nice.
my mom and my dad and my sister and my grandma and my aunts and cousins and all that. So that's the good thing about the music industry. It's very 24/7,
yep,
almost 365 days a year.
Almost.
Except for the Christmas time. Everyone just checks out.
Everyone's enjoying
it.
It's
so nice.
Yeah. And you can all sit and watch the film together,
exactly,
on Christmas Day. Zara, thanks for popping on to Funky. It's been great speaking to you.
Yeah. Thanks.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.